This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Israelis speak about the Nazi treatment and how they were badly treated in Germany during the Second World War and before the war and so on. They treated the Arabs the same way.
Resettling the entire area of Gaza by Jews.
Heart-wrenching, but we have hope. Assalamu alaikum. So we are all watching with great pain the events unfolding in the Middle East currently. And recently I came across a video, a very old video, probably 50 years and more, by Jamal Abdel Nasser, the once president of Egypt, talking about the same conflict, the Palestine-Israeli conflict. And it was very eye-opening for myself, very enlightening to see how far we have come in the five decades and more in this conflict. So let's watch it together. It's just a couple of minutes, and then I'll comment on it, inshallah.
About the rights of the Arabs of Palestine who were expelled out of their country. We have about 1.5 million refugees expelled completely. You know, the Israelis speak about the Nazi treatment and how they were badly treated in Germany during the Second World War and before the war and so on. They treated the Arabs the same way, expelled them, killed their children, destroyed their villages, and there was escape from Palestine to the Arab countries. I was there on 48. There were the United Nations resolutions. The Security Council resolution, nothing was fulfilled. And then Israel took everything, took the property of those people, everything, the land, everything from us. What about the rights of this people? You are from Britain. Do you accept to give Manchester to some other people? And if you are American, I ask you, do you accept to give California to some other people? Or do you accept the status quo of occupying Manchester by some other people, by the Chinese, for instance, and then reach agreement after expelling the people of Manchester from their homes, depriving them from their property, from everything? This is the question of Palestine. This question is not represented in Britain or in the West because of the influence of the Jewish propaganda. The Arabs of Palestine want to return back to their homeland, to regain their property. What was the answer of the Israelis? The answer of the Israelis was no. They will not permit single Arab to return back, and they will not give them back their property. But we can do the others. If you have a right and nobody is ready to give it to you, so the only solution is force.
So just a couple of things to note from this video. Number one, Jamal Abdel Nasser was the president of Egypt. So in this clip, he has left Egypt, as in he has come out of Egypt, out of his state and place of comfort, if you like, and is speaking in the English medium. So his comfort, his where his oratory is best is in the Arabic language. But he has left his language of comfort and is coming to speak to a Western audience through a Western medium, through the Western media, all because he realizes that the message of the Arabs, the voice of the Arabs, of the Palestinians, is being stonewalled to the ears of the West. The normal Western population, the average Joe here in the West, does not get to hear the realities of what happens in Palestine in mass media. And it must have reached a high level of frustration for a sitting president to come out to engage deliberately a Western audience so that he can attempt to break through the stonewalling that is around this topic so he can get to the ears and eyes and the hearts of the masses. Because the reality is, as much as they try, the goodness and the decency and the vast majority of the population in the Western world is exceptional. Like if they were to know the truth, all these organizations and governments and lobbies that are trying to maintain the status quo of injustice would end overnight. So that's the first one. The second part, which is sad to see, 50 years and more onwards, and this is from the time of Jamal Abdel Nasser. Whilst he's speaking, it has already been going on for 20 years. So altogether, at this stage, 70 years and more, the Palestinian is living through this trauma, where his houses are broken down, demolished, or just flat outright taken by violent settlers who come in, state-sponsored, push them out, and the man with his kids, a few belongings, doesn't know what to do, where to go. So all the way from that time, the deliberate disposition, the demolishing of the houses, the robbing of the land, the constant humiliation has been going on. And when you see what is happening today, we are in 2024 when this video is being recorded, and the Gaza crisis is just here. We have had a whole city demolished to the ground. So at this stage, 30,000 and more non-combatants, civilians, ordinary men, women, and children going about their normal lives have been massacred, of which 70% and more are women and children. So every time they drop a bomb, the likelihood of civilians, non-combatants, and in that specifically women and children dying is a chance of 70%. And when a chance is that high, the logical question is it deliberate or not deliberate? So that has been going on for 70 years, and even now here in 2024, and the backdrop of all the talk of progress and different administrations that have come and gone, it seems like we haven't moved an inch ahead. And Jamal Abdel Nasser talked about the massive problem of people being dispossessed from their homes and now immigrants looking for refugees, a place to live. Here again in Gaza, he talked about 1.5 million people at his time. Right now, almost 2 million, almost the entire population, 1.8, 1.9 million people, are homeless in their own city. Their houses have been demolished, and they can't go back into it. And now winter is there. So in the midst of winter, they stand with a single shirt and pants on, because all the clothing and belongings under the rubble, and tents are not available for everyone. They've got makeshift plastic bags here and there, freezing, and the world watches. Like, this is not 50 years ago where there wasn't adequate cameras. Every person has a camera, and every camera is uploading with all the restrictions. So everyone gets to see on social media. The public sympathy and the public opinion is changing. The West are being informed, and they're moving away from the acceptance of this cruel status quo. And then amidst all of this, you get a demon like this. Watch this with me for a second, who is a lady that is in the settler community in Israel, who was fighting against aid being allowed to go in to Gaza, to this helpless people sitting out in the rain, freezing in the cold. She doesn't even want aid to get to them. And worse than that, she says Gaza should be flattened out and resettled by the settlers. Watch.
Don't think that we will stop the war in Gaza before we put a total end to Hamas, to the supporters of Hamas, and resettling the entire area of Gaza by Jews.
heart-wrenching, but we have hope in the decency of the general public and hope in the truth of this purpose and the rights of the Palestinians and hope in the mighty creator that has created everything, that inshallah, after these testing days are over, we will see some light on the horizon. Assalamu alaikum.